so you got some criticism. Here is how not to have a breakdown. When you've had some tough feedback, it can feel awful. I get it. I have been there. And it's especially hard if you're a people pleaser and you're used to trying to keep everybody happy so that you feel okay inside. Getting that negative feedback can be really hurtful and can be really wounding and can sometimes make us feel so terrible that we just want to shrink and run away and throw in the towel with our business or career. We can go to such a trashy, yucky place inside. So this is a strategy to help you in those moments. The first thing I want to say in this process, the first step is to recognize this is not about your essence. This is not about you as a person. This is not about your worth. This is somebody giving you feedback about behavior that they're seeing. They are not in a position to judge your worth or your value as a person. Nobody is. And the conclusion is never that you are worthless or a dickhead or a loser or stupid or a piece of shit or whatever you are made to feel or whatever you feel after the feedback. That's never Rome. That is never the road that we land on ever when we get negative feedback. No matter how harsh or awful it is, we never ever need to make that the conclusion, even if somebody wants us to. So that is the first thing to remember. The second thing to remember is there is a difference between genuine feedback and unhelpful criticism, and I'm going to talk about how to deal with both. Let's look at genuine feedback. Genuine feedback is when the person has given you feedback and you can tell that they're just frustrated or they're just like stuck and they need you to do things differently, but they're not going in for a personal attack. They're just sort of wanting you to change your behavior so that the outcome can change. And then they're being pretty respectful about it, even if they're a bit frustrated. And they're coming at it from a place where they want to still be connected with you. They care about that connection. That is genuine feedback. Not everybody gives genuine feedback in the best way. Most of us haven't really learned how, but you should be able to sense, is this person going in for a personal attack or is this they're just frustrated or they're a bit stuck and they just need me to understand what they need me to do to change. Now, if it's genuine feedback, you're in a fantastic position. I'll tell you why. This is a chance for you to step into such a position of power and sophistication, which is so beneficial for your reputation, but also for your own sense of self. When somebody gives you genuine feedback, try to practice a real curiosity, a genuine curiosity about what they need to be different in your behavior. It's not a personal attack. It's about your behavior. And you want to approach them and have the conversation with them in that very curious way. So if they're saying, look, I'm just a bit frustrated in how you're handling our relationships with clients, right? There's something not going quite right there. Brilliant. Tell me more. Where am I getting it wrong? Right? Where am I getting it wrong? Not where am I a wrong, terrible person? Where am I getting that action wrong? And they might go, look, just the tone of your emails is a little bit off. Okay, tell me more. When you say the tone is off, do you mean that I'm too friendly, that I'm not direct enough, that I'm too direct? What do you mean? I just think that you could be more direct and more professional and you know, the way that you're signing off is a bit casual. Okay, I get it. So the way that I'm dealing with clients, I could tweak that a little bit by being more direct and professional in my emails and reviewing the way that I'm signing off on them. Is that right? Yes, that's right. Now, when you do that, people's defenses go down. You help them focus on the behavior and you give them a real sense that you're not flustered by getting feedback. And that does wonders for your reputation and for people's perception of your capacity and your ability to lead. Right? So fantastic opportunity. Your job here is to get really curious, to keep it focused on the behavior and to get the person to focus on your behavior so they can give you specifics. And if you need support, come and ask for it. But it's not a bad thing to get that kind of genuine feedback. And it is never about you or your worth. That is the most important thing to remember. Now, unhelpful criticism is different. Unhelpful criticism can be unhelpful because it's about something unreasonable, like someone doesn't like your boundaries. Well, they don't like the fact that you said that you won't work until midnight for them. They don't like the fact that you said that you won't give them an extra one-on-one session when you agreed to only have two. They don't like the fact that you're charging them this amount of money for a service. They don't like the fact that you're not going to keep rolling over and doing the job of three people. Right? Now, they might come after you for that. And if that's happening and that's the type of criticism you're getting, then go and have a look at the strategy that we've got in there called the 1 to 5 boundary scale. And so you've set a boundary and now you're spiraling, because that's really just around managing boundaries and learning to say no in a compassionate and powerful way. So let's just park that over there. If the unhelpful criticism is feeling like a personal attack, then we have got a problem, because that's not okay. It's not okay for anybody in your world, in your career or your business or your personal life to be attacking you personally, which means they're not focusing on the behavior that's problematic. They're focusing on you as a person and labeling you as problematic. You're so lazy. Well, hang on a minute. What do you mean? What's the behavior that you're seeing that's lazy, that you're interpreting as lazy, right? You're so useless. Well, hang on a minute. In what way are you experiencing me as useless? What's the behavior? So the personal attack is, it's when it's made about you and when it's delivered in a way that leaves you feeling less than and kind of disrespected, and like there's an unnecessary harshness, and that there isn't any kind of reverence given to the connection between you and that person. Now, if that's what's happening for you, then there are two things that you can do, and it depends on who you're dealing with. If the person that is giving the unhelpful criticism is somebody who you can sense they're just a bit off with how they deliver things, but ultimately they mean no harm, and they kind of go on a bit of a tangent and they make it personal when they don't mean to, they just don't really know how to give feedback in a constructive way, then you can have a chat to them, and perhaps when they're giving feedback, you could just, and it becomes personal, you could perhaps just pause them and go, I'm just going to pause you there. I really want to understand how you need things to be different and how I need to do things in a way that's more helpful. Can we just focus specifically on the behaviors and the outcomes that are problematic and work together to figure out what I need to do to produce a different outcome, right? That is about gently guiding them back to a more genuine feedback realm by helping them focus on the behavior, right? Very different to allowing the personal attack to continue. So that is the strategy over there. If they are somebody who you just know, this person is not up for, you know, being guided to genuine feedback. This person genuinely struggles to stay in connection, to separate me and my worth from my behavior, genuinely struggles to be respectful and collaborative. And I just know that if I try to ask them to do that in any way or try to explain the impact of how they give feedback, I will be met with more criticism and more personal attack, and it will not be safe. Then we need to start thinking about if this is the best person for you to be working with. Is this somebody, a type of client that you need to start winding down with and also start avoiding working with these kinds of clients in your business? Is this a manager that you really cannot continue to work with because it is damaging to your self-esteem and your mental health, and you really need to think about moving on? That's the type of conversation that we need to start having. Or perhaps you need to get some support from a superior around that in your job if that's available to you. But I really want to draw a line in the sand and say, we're not up for you being treated like this. And there is a difference between the personal attack and the genuine feedback. So I hope this strategy has given you some clarity and insight on that, and also shown you a different way of managing with those two different feedback scenarios.